Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Ayin Bet. I mean, it's really yesterday's daf, but we had to miss the daf because of Tisha B'Av. So we are going to play catch up until the Siyum, B'Zad Hashem. Hopefully we'll catch up. But we're going to start from Ayin Aleph Amud Bet, 71b at the Mishnah in the middle of the page. Ayin Aleph Amud Bet. Amrulo, if they say to him, the husband, Nichtov get l'ishtecha, let's write a get for your wife. V'amar la'in ketovu, and he says, write it. Amrulo sofer v'katav edim v'la'edim v'chatmu. So if they went and then they said to the sofer to write it and the edim to sign it, afal pishu ketavu v'chatmu, even if they signed, they wrote it, signed it, v'tanulo, they gave it to him, v'chazar v'tanula, and he gave it to her, hare haget batel, the get is no good. Ad sheyomar la'sofer ketov v'la'edim v'chatmu, until he says to the sofer, write the get, and to the edim, sign the get. It cannot be that other people say it. He has to say it himself. He has to be the one to say it. So the Gemara says, Tama de lo amar tenu. The reason is because he didn't say the word tenu, to give it. Ha amar tenu. Notnin, if he said give it, they're allowed to give it. Mani, who's the author? Rabbi Meir here, it's following Rabbi Meir, de amar milei mimsaran shaliach. That words can be transferred to another shaliach. This shaliach can transfer words to another shaliach. So, Ema Seif, if you go to the latter part of the Mishnah, we said, Ad shi yomar le sofer ketov, v'la edim chatomo, until he says to the sofer to write it, and to the edim to sign it. So he says, Atan Rabbi Yossi, that's going like Rabbi Yossi, da'amar milei lo mimsaran le shaliach. The words cannot be transferred to the shaliach. Because he's saying, you have to actually be the one to say it to the sofer. So then you can't say it to somebody else to tell the sofer. So it's against Rabbi Meir. So, Reisha Rabbi Meir, Reisha Rabbi Yosef, what? The beginning part of the Mishnah is following Rabbi Meir. The end part is following Rabbi Yosef. Does that make sense? That we go two different Tanaim in the Mishnah? The Gemara says, yes, it is, it makes sense. Reisha Rabbi Meir, Reisha Rabbi Yosef. The beginning of the Mishnah is going to Rabbi Meir, and the end of the Mishnah is going to Rabbi Yosef. Abaye Amar, Abaye says, no, Kulei Rabbi Meir. It's really the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. What are we dealing with here? In the latter case, that we said that only until you say to the sofer, delo amar tenu. That's when he doesn't say give it. If he said give it, though, it would work. So the Gemara says, Yachi, ad sheyomar tenu mi ba'ileish. If that's the case, it should have said, instead of saying until you tell the sofer, it should have said until you say to give it. He didn't say that. Ela hacham amay eskinan, what are we dealing with here? Delo amar lebeit lata. He didn't say to three people. Had he said to three people, you would be right. Then you would be able to give it. But since he didn't say three people. So hold on. Yachi, if that's the case, ad sheyomar la'shlosha mi ba'ileish. It should have said, until you speak to three people. It said, until you tell the sofer. Why is it until you tell the sofer? Ela kula Rabbi Yosef. Really, we'll flip it around. We thought the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. The whole Mishnah is really Rabbi Yosef. Ve'halcha b'may askinan. What are we dealing with here? De'lo amar imru. He didn't say the words imru. Imru is say to them. Say to this person the right to get. Yach, if that's the case, ad sheyomar imru mi ba'ilei. Then it should have said in the Mishnah until he said the word imru. He didn't say that in the Mishnah. Ve'od, not only that, mir moder Rabbi Yossi be'omer imru. Does Rabbi Yossi agree in the case of imru that when you say to this person the right to get, that works? Ve'atzanan, we have Mishnah. Katav sofer ve'ed kasher. We saw this earlier. If a sofer wrote it with ed kasher, meaning the ed kasher and the sofer signed together. Ve'amar Rabbi Yirmiya, chatam sofer sheninu. We're talking about the signing of the sofer with another witness. And we said what? It's kosher. Ve'amar Rav Chisda says, matnitin mani. Who is the author of this Mishnah that says that the sofer can be one of the witnesses signing? Rabbi Yosei, he found Rabbi Yosei, da'amar mimilei lo mishmseran l'shaliach, that he says that words cannot be transferred over to shaliach. Right? What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, hilkach leik ala mechash l'churba. We're not worried for any destruction from this. The ilu Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, ik ala mechash dilma zimnin, da'amar lishnaim, imru l'ploni v'yichtov, v'lifloni v'ploni v'yichtemu, v'az da'ani shaluchay v'chay shalek yisufa desofer. So maybe, we go like Rabbi Meir here, Rabbi Meir says words can be transferred, then I would have thought that what this husband will say, tell this sofer to write it and these two edims to sign it, and they'll feel embarrassed to not ask the sofer to be one of the edim. So they'll ask the sofer to be one of the edim, but that's not what the husband asked for. But you're allowed to do that because Rabbi Meir says, right? But according to Rabbi Yossi, we're not even worried about that because Rabbi Yossi holds that words cannot be transferred over. So if words cannot be transferred over, we wouldn't be worried about that. Right, so that's why it makes sense. We go like Rabbi Yossi over here, and it has to be until the sofer hears it from the mouth of the husband himself. So we see Rabbi Yossi does not hold of the opinion of imru. So the Gemara says, if you think Rabbi Yossi agrees in the case of Imru, say to this person the right they get, then nafik mineh churba, then something destructive will come out of it. Why? Sometimes he'll say, the husband will say to two people, say to this sofer to write the get, with ifloni ifloni viachtemu, and these two edim to sign the get. And since they are worried for the embarrassment of the sofer, the sofer is an up class rabbi, they're embarrassed that he's not going to be one of the edim, and he's going to feel that. So they tell him, okay, you sign also, and you sign with one of the witnesses. But ubalu amarachi, but the husband didn't ask for that. So if you think he holds you're allowed to do imru, then this whole destructive thing is going to come out. Ela mechuvarta reisha Rabbi Meir v'sefer Rabbi Yosef. It makes sense that the beginning part of our Mishnah is following Rabbi Meir, the end part of our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. Rav Ashi gives a different answer. Kula Rabbi Yosef. The whole Mishnah is following Rabbi Yosef. Velomi baya kamar, and he didn't need to say. What did it not need to say? Lomi baya hechad delo amar tenu. We don't even need to say a case where he didn't say the words tenu to give it. Ela afilo amar tenu. Lo, even if he said the words give it to my wife, that still wouldn't work to give it. Velomi baya hechad delo amar lebeit lata. And obviously, we don't even need to mention a case where he didn't say to three people. Ela afilo amar lebeit lata. Even if he said to three people to give the get, lo, that wouldn't work either. Why? Because over here he's saying, these people came to him and said, should we write a get? He said, write it. Okay? So even if he would have said to give it, that doesn't work because he has to be the one to say to the sofer himself, write the get, and to the edim to sign the get. So the Gemara says, velomi bayahechad dulu amar imru, and we're not even asking about a case where he doesn't say the word imru to say to this person to write the get. Ela afilu amar imru namilo. Even if he said the words imru to write, to say to him to write the get, that still would not work. So therefore, Tanya Kavate, okay, so look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kulak Rabbi Yosihi, Reisha da Amar Kitvu, Lav Dafka. Now, which it said in the beginning of the Mishnah, write the get. It's Lav Dafka, da filu tenu nami pasul. Even if it would have said to give the get, that would also be pasul, because it needs to be that he said to the sofer to write the get, and he said to the edim to sign the get. That's what you need. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tanya Kavate de Ravashi. We have a writer just like Ravashi. Katav sofer lishma. If the sofer wrote it lishma for the sake of this specific woman, v'chatmo edim lishma, and the women and the witnesses also signed it lishma. Afal bishik ketavuhu v'chatamu tanu lo. Even if they wrote it, they signed it, they gave it back to the husband, and tanu la, and he gave it to her. Hare get batel. The get is no good. Ad shishmeu kolo sheyomar lesofer ketov v'la'edim chatomu. Until they hear the husband say to the sofer, write my get, and to the wife, sign my, and to the witnesses, be my witnesses. Yishme'u, says Yishme'u, la'apukim iman da'amar moder Rabbi Yossi ba'omer imru. That's coming to exclude the opinion that says Rabbi Yossi says you can say to someone else to say to someone to write it. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi holds that you need to hear it from the husband's mouth himself to write again.
No shaliach
for that. Kolo, and when it says kolo, from his voice, la'apukim de Rav Kahana amarav. That's excluding Rav Kahana amarav. If you remember, we saw this on Daf Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, that he says that cheresh, that is able to write a message through writing, he can give over a message, he can say, write it, get to my wife, that's no good. You have to hear it from his voice. So Rabbi Yossi is of these two opinions. Okay, new Mishnah. Zeh gitich im mati. He says, this is your get if I die. Zeh gitich mechol izeh. This is your get from this disease, this sickness that I have. Zeh gitich lachar mita. This is your divorce after my death. Lo amar klum. It's as if he said nothing. All of these are phrases of giving divorce after death, which would not count.
What is divorce after death?
There's no such thing as divorce after death. Mehayom imati. If he says, this is your divorce from today, if I die. Me'achshav imati. From now, if I die. Harei zeh get. That counts as a get, if he dies. Mehayom lachar mita. If he says, from now and after death. Get ve'eno get. It's a get, but it's also not a get. What does that mean? It's slightly a get, it's slightly not a get. We'll explain. If the man dies, she has a slight connection to the brother-in-law, so she would do chalitza, but she's not allowed to yibum. Rashi says, because maybe we're worried that it was a get. If it was a get, she would not be able to do yibum. Yibum is only if it was a mamash, the husband died, and the woman is now has a zika, has a binding to the brother-in-law. Huh? Yeah, nachon. Zegitich mehayom imati. This is your divorce from today if I die. Mecholi ze, from this sickness. Ve'amad, and then he was able to get better. Ve'alach b'shuk, and then he went to the shuk. Ve'chalav amet, and then he got sick again and died. So he was sick. He said, this is your divorce if I die from this sickness. He got better. Went to the shuk, got sick, and then died. So the Gemara says, Omdinoto, we evaluate. Im mechamat chole arishon met hariz a get. If it was from the first disease, from the first sickness, then it's a get. Vim lav, and again, if it wasn't from the first sickness, it's not a get. It's very hard to measure this.
Autopsy.
You do an autopsy, yeah, exactly. Alma, so the Gemara says, Alma, imati klachar mitadam. If he says, if I die, that's referring to after death. Behadar tane, then it said, mehayom imati, from today if I die, meachshav imati, from now if I die, alma imati lav klachar mitadam. Hold on, so the words imati at first, if I die, were saying after death. Then he changed it and he said, imati is referring to before death. So which one is it? So Amar Abaye, imati shtei lashonot mashma. If I die is referring to two different lashons. Meaning, mashma kemeachshav, umashma kelachar mita. It could be talking about now, from now, or it could be saying, no, after my death. It depends on how he words it. Amar la mehayom, if he said from today, keman da amar la meachshav damen. It's as if he's saying from now. Lo amar la mehayom, if he didn't say from today, keman da amar la lachar mita damen. It's as if he said after death, which the get would not count. Then we say in the Mishnah, zekitech, imati lo amar klum. If he says, this is your get if I die, it's as if he said nothing. Amar avuna v'choletzet, and he has to do chalitza. Oh, she has to do chalitza. It meaning, if the husband dies, she does chalitza with the brother-in-law. Hold on. V'had lo amar klum ketan. You said it's as if he did nothing. Meaning, the get is as if it's nothing. Why you have to do chalitza? So the Gemara says lo amar klum de asira la alma uliavam nami asira. When it says he didn't do anything with that divorce, that means he didn't do anything. Means she's not. She becomes asura to the world still, because she's still considered married to the guy. It wasn't a get. But she's also asura to the Yavam. She would be asura to the Yavam. So hold on. The Gemara says, V'hami desefa choletzet. In the latter part of the Mishnah, we said she does chalitza. Michlal deresha yabumina mimiyabma. So the beginning part of the Mishnah must be talking about that she has the ability to do yibum. If we say the get doesn't count, right? A get would not enable her to do yibum, because then she's a divorced woman. The only way she'd be able to do yibum, if the husband just plain out died, no children, she has a yibum obligation. But if they were divorced, then it's no good. So if this latter part of the Mishnah is saying that you do chalitza, then why would it even mention in the latter part, if the beginning part is also about chalitza? So it must be the beginning part was talking about yibum. The Gemara says, no, matnitin ki rabbanan. The Mishnah is going like the opinion of Rabbanan. Rav Hunan, damar ki Rabbi Yossi, holds like Rabbi Yossi, damar zmano shel shtar mochiach alav. The time of the document is what proves it. What is this referring to? Opinion of Rabbanan, opinion of Rabbi Yossi. So there's a machloket in Masechet Baba Batra Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. Over there, the Gemara brings down, if somebody says, I'm writing all, somebody says, it says, akotev kol nechasav livno. He says, I'm writing all my properties to my son. Tzarech sheyechtov mehayom ulachar mita. He needs to write from today and after death. He needs to say from today. That's what Rabbanan says. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't need to write today. Why? Because the date of the document proves if it was written before he died, it was given before. So this is a machlok between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbanan says, you need to say the word mehayom. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't need to say the word mehayom. And the same machlok would be over here for us. The Mishnah is going to Rabbanan. Rav Huna is saying like Rabbi Yossi, who says, you don't need to write mehayom. And he's saying the document is what proves it. Even though we say it's not considered a get, because he already said, give this to my wife. Even though we don't view it as a get, since he died, still the document makes him asur, makes the woman asura to the brother-in-law, and so therefore she cannot do yibum. Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says, if we follow Rabbi Yossi, chalitza nami lo tibay, you shouldn't even require chalitza. Because if you say the document, the date on the document is what proves it, she's considered like divorced. And then chalitza is not even required either, because she's forbidden to the brother-in-law. So the Gemara says, v'chi teima misapke le Rav Huna, I hilchata ke Rabbi Yossi, o en halacha ke Rabbi Yossi. Maybe Rav Huna is in doubt if the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, or the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, "Umim esapkelei, is he really in doubt?" V'ha Rabba bar Avua chalash. Rabba bar Avua became sick. He became very weak. Ulegabe Rav Huna v'Rav Nachman. Rav Huna and Rav Nachman came next to him. Amar le Rav Huna le Rav Nachman. A lot of times when the students come next to the rabbi who's not feeling well, what do you think they do? Yeah, they ask him how you're feeling, but then they're like, "Hold on, maybe we only have a few moments left. Let's ask him our last questions." So they start asking questions. So he says to Rav Nachman, can you ask the Rebbe, Rabba bar Avua, if halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, or halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi? Amar Lei said to him, Tamad Rabbi Yossi lo yadana. I don't even know the reason of Rabbi Yossi's opinion. How am I going to ask him? He says, halacha ibayim inay? I should ask him halacha if I don't know what the reason is. What if he asks me like, Do you know even the reason of Tama? Tama, Rabbi Yossi? I'm afraid to ask him. So he says, Amar lei at be'emine halacha, v'tameid Rabbi Yossi anna amin alach. You ask him for the halacha, and I'll give you the reason. So ba'amine, he asked him, Amar lei hachi amar Rav, this is what Rav said, halacha ke Rabbi Yossi. The halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Zmano sheshtar, the time of the document proves it. The batar then after he got out, Amar lei hainu tamad Rabbi Yossi. This is what Rav Huna told Rav Nachman. He said to him, this is the time, this is the opinion, the reason of Rabbi Yossi is the following. The kasavar zmano sheshtar mochiach halav. The date on the document is what proves it. So therefore, since there's a date, that's what proves the divorce. That's why he doesn't require you to say mehayom from today. So the Gemara says, Ela, what's the reason of Rav Huna? Misapkale, he's in doubt. I amar Rabbi Yossi ba'al peh, I lo amar. Was Rabbi Yossi talking about also a case of when speaking out loud, or only in a case of writing? Right? Rashi says, Kigon gabe get, shekadav kal hilchato, shemosero la, omer, ze gitech imati, ikach lo dame lishtar, shekivan shekatav hatnai etzel azman ashbishtar, ikal amemar, dizman mochiach mayom kamar. Over there, by the case of the document of when the guy is dying, saying, I'm writing all my properties to my son, he wrote all the conditions down on a paper from that with that date from the time that he wrote it, that day. Over here, he's just giving a get on the day on that day and saying, here, this is if I die. So maybe it's a little bit different. Would we say, Aval Alpe Raji says, Dilma ki masereni hala hadar bizman dishtara, hadar bizman dishtara, masereni hala al menat lachar mita, holy vlam lar marayom. Maybe with a get, it's different because he's giving it to her and it's basically saying, when I die. So maybe he's retracting and he's saying, only once I die does this get take effect. So this was Rav Huna's doubt. The Gemara says, Umim is sapkale, is Rav Huna really in doubt of this? V'atzanan, we have a Mishnah, Hareza gitech, this is your divorce, in lo bati mikan vad yud bet chodesh. If I don't come until 12 months from now, this is your divorce. Umet betoch yud bet chodesh, he died within 12 months, eno get, that's not considered a divorce. V'tani alar, it was taught on that, Rabotenu hitirua li nase, the rabbis permitted her to remarry. V'amrinan, we say, man, Rabotenu, who are the rabbis? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, it's the same Beitin that permitted the oil of Goyim. This is the Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah. We'll get there. This is the same Beitin. They hold Rabbi Yossi the Amar Zmano Sheshtar Mochiach Halav, that the date on the document is what proves it. So therefore, it sounds like we do hold like Rabbi Yossi even by a get. So the Gemara says, Ela misapkele I halacha Rabbi Yossi be'al peh o ein halacha. He says, no, I was in doubt. Not if Rabbi Yossi is saying his halakha also for this get, also for the case of Baal Peh. Rather, I'm asking, do we hold like halakha is like Rabbi Yossi in the case of this get? In the case where it's Baal Peh. So the Gemara says, Umim is sapkelei. Is he really in doubt? V'hama Rava, Rava says, Areza gitech, imati. This is your divorce if I die. V'sha animet, and when I die. Areza get, that counts as a get. Kishe amut, but if he says when, it's a little bit different language. Kishe amut, when I will die, ulachar mita, or after my death, it's different than before. Before he said if I die, or she ani met, like vishe ani met, and that I die, that's before. But if he says when I die or after death, in zeget, that's not considered a get. So the Gemara says, hey chidame, what's the case here? Ile ma da amar la mehayom. If he's saying from today, verabanan, we go like the opinion rabbanan, then you need to say mehayom. Do we even need to mention such a case? We said mehayom in the Mishnah. Of course it's a get if you say the words from today. So there's no question if it's a get if he said mehayom and we hold like Rabbanan. V'hatnan, Mishnah said, mehayom imati harei zeget. Our Mishnah said, if you say from today, if I die, that's considered a get. So what's the question here? V'ela lav delo amar la mehayom. Maybe it's talking about a case where he didn't say from today. V'Rabbi Yossi, and it's going like Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, Shma Mina Halacha Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, we learn from here that Halacha would follow Rabbi Yossi even in this case. Right? Rashi is saying, Vashmein and Ravad Baal Peh Nami Amar Rabbi Yossi. Even Baal Peh, even by word of mouth, that would be considered Halacha Rabbi Yossi. Vehil Chatakavatein, Halacha would be like him. This would prove the answer to your question. So the Gemara says, you're right. Le Ravab Shitale. According to Rava, it's very Pashut that Halacha Rabbi Yossi, even Baal Peh. And we'll finish with this. What is the real question? He's saying, Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna in the previous Amud, that he said you require Chalitza. What did we say? Misapkale. According to him, he's in doubt. He's in doubt if Halachas Rabbi Yossi are not in this case. V'yibayinim, and if you want to say a different answer, Le'olam damar lamehayom v'rabbanan. Really, he said from today, and we go like the Rabbanan. So also, for sure, it's a get. V'hani lishanei tzirichale. And he wanted to teach us this language of how you say to her divorce. So he says, "She'ani met." If he says that I die, "Ke'im mati dame," it's as if he's saying if I die. "Kishamut," but if he says when I die, "Kelachar mita dame," that's like saying after my death. So "She'ani met" is before death. "Kishamut," when I die, is like after death. There's a very, very strong difference in the way of the language of how you word it. Okay, and we'll stop there for today. We'll just do a quick 1 minute recap. We started with the machloket. If we say milei mimseran shaliach, if we say that words can be transferred over to a shaliach or no, the machloket, the Rabbi Meir said yes. Rabbi Yossi said lo. Okay. Part number two on the Amud Aleph was we had three different opinions which came from the Amud Bed, the previous Amud. If we say who is the author of our Mishnah, so at first we thought maybe it was the beginning of the part of the Mishnah was Rabbi Meir. End part was Rabbi Yossi. Then we said, no, Abaye says it's really all Rabbi Meir. And then Rav Ashi came and said, no, the whole thing is Rabbi Yossi. Then as we got to the new Mishnah, we started to discuss the concept of immati. If he says, this is your divorce, if I die. What does if I die sound like? If I die sounds like when I die, after, or if I die meaning before. So we said it could be determined in two different ways. If he says mehayom from today, that's referring to before in the get would work. If he just says immati without mehayom, without from today, that would be for afterwards, and a get does not take place after the death. And the last part of the daf was the Amud Bet, was we were asking, do we really have a doubt if the halakha is like Rabbi Yossi? And we said, no, we don't have a doubt. Only Rav Huna, who stated that you need to do chalitza in that case, from coming out of our Mishnah, that we said that if he says, this is your get, if I die, we said, Rav Huna says you still need to do chalitza, even though it's not a get. Oh, so we said, why? Because he's in doubt if halakha is like Rabbi Yossi or not. Or the other answer that we gave is really no, the Mishnah, we're saying it's from, he said, mehayom, from today, and it's following Rabbanan, and really just wanted to teach us the differences in the Lashonot. If he says, she'ani met, that I die, that's before death. Kesh'amut, when I die, that is considered after death, and that would not take effect. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen v'Amen.